clearly, the major recent advance in management of lymphoma has been the evolution of therapy with antibodies, particularly the use of the anti-CD20 agent rituximab. I met with Dr. David Maloney to review key research trends in management of follicular, mantle cell, and diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, and he began our conversation by commenting on management of low-grade disease.
In the realm of follicular lymphoma, I think we've clearly now showing that a number of strategies are beginning to improve survival. And this has predominantly been through the inclusion of anti-CD20 antibody-targeted therapies, and clearly rituximab has played the biggest role in this setting. We have now, I think, 5 trials that have shown that just by simply adding rituximab to standard chemotherapy, you get a better result than if you didn't include rituximab. And this has generally been in terms of improving progression-free survival, but several of the studies are now beginning to show improved survival. So that's been kind of the first major advantage in the indolent lymphomas. The next question is really, is what's the role of maintenance in that setting? And we don't yet know in the frontline setting, but we have tantalizing information from the relapse setting. So in the relapse setting for follicular lymphoma, it appears that additional maintenance or additional rituximab scheduled over the next 1 to 2 years does decrease the risk of relapse. And in some patients who already had relapse disease at the time of their next chemotherapy, this may even actually improve survival. So I think those are the 2 key things.